Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. So, at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery powered, or mobile who would like to join us. Please call now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join the net this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
W2ASA, KD2KTP.
All right. Could you give us your name, please? All right. If that station is still on Echo Link, could you please call again and give your name?
This is KD2ERR. Name here is Dave. I don't think that other station was coming through on Echo Link. There's just one other Echo Link station besides myself.
Okay, Dave, thank you. And we'll listen for the other Echo Link check-in.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta. And yes, Kathy, that other station apparently was using either a handheld or mobile unit and sounded like they were trying to make a contact. KD2FBM back to net.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for the info. I'm going to do another call up for that mobile or battery powered station. If you're still with us, please call now. All right, I'm going to carry on. We can have a call up a little bit later. But first on our Echo Link roster is Dave. And thank you for joining us this evening. How are things?
Well, good evening. Yeah. Call sign here is KD2ERR. Dave, I'm, QTH is down here in the southern part of Shenango County, Bainbridge, New York. We're about 35 miles north of Binghamton in the southern part of Shenango County. And we've been on this net before and just had some free time this evening and thought I'd drop in and say hello. KD2ERR.
Okay, Dave, thank you. And I know exactly where you are. I went to school in Elmira, New York, so very familiar with Shenango and that area. So, great. Well, glad to. I know I've heard you before on the net, but thank you for checking into my net this evening. All right, Kevin, you're up next.
All right, thanks, Kathy. KD2FPM out here. Kathy, be advised, there is one other Echo Link station that just came in, our good friend Bill from down in Pennsylvania, KA3TFB. That'll be up after me, just so you're aware that he's in the queue. We got 52 degrees out here in Oneonta, and we have cloudy skies. Had about 0.3 inches of rain here today. Nothing really major report other than I had to get out and get some errands done today, so hanging in there the best I can. So with that, I won't hold the repeater. I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Well, very good, Kevin. You sound like you're feeling a little bit better and you were able to get out and about, so great, good. I knew you were down there for a little bit with health-wise, but good, you sound much better. All right. Another Echo Link station, if you're still in there, Bill, please call.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB. Good evening to everybody. I tip my hat, and thank you, Mr. Kevin James, for letting them know that I snuck in here after the second reboot. We're having some difficulties attaching myself to the masses. Anyhow, listen, we set a record here. It didn't rain until the afternoon, and then it did rain a little spritzing. I'll take that. This is the 10th day of rain, but we're not flooded out. No need to make a boat. Just dribbling here, a little, like I say, spritzing. Hey, top of the evening to everybody, and I'm going to let it go, and I'll be listening, and I'll be working at the same time. I want to finish up early tonight. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
Okay, Bill, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, we had some rain up here. We're at 52 degrees also. Boy, we're glad for the rain. I know you had a lot of rain down there. You can send it up here if you want to. We can use some more, so. Great. All right. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
N2OYQ, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
Okay, that recognizes George, Dan, and John. Any other stations that would like to join us this evening? Okay, George, you're up top, and I heard you mention you're a proponent of echinacea. Well, I am too. That's a regular place in our medicine cabinet. So good to hear people using natural stuff. So anyway, go ahead, George.
Well, good evening, Kathy, Dan, and of course Kevin James, and the guy from Pennsylvania, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature here of 54 degrees on the mountainside with rain, and it's been raining for about the last hour or so here. We got highs at Lonesome this morning of 38, and we had a high today of 67. So that's about what's been going on here. Nothing too much else to report. Mama didn't know who I was again today, so I'm glad of that. More often than not, she doesn't know who I am now, so that's one good thing for sure. And a week from Monday, of course, I'll be 66 years old, so that's an event too. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s for now and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, I always look forward to your temperature report and rain gauge. Good. Well, thanks for joining us. All right, next is Dan. Great to hear you on.
excuse me. Good evening, Kathy, and everyone sort of met this evening. That's good to be back on, for sure, Kathy. Nice to hear you again, too, also. And, well, what's going on today? Went to Boonville this morning, me and the better half, and I'm up for breakfast up there at the Swim's Restaurant, and went to CJ there, where they sell chainsaws and all that good stuff. Went there and got a new chain for my chainsaw. And I got a Husqvarna hat also. I'm a Husqvarna person, so and then what did we do after that? I mowed the lawn. Mowed the lawn before I had to go down to the fire hall here in Glenville, whatever. I left up on the key. And helped out with a funeral dinner at the fire hall for a family, the lost person. So anyway, so then we come home, the wife had to go to work, and we're just kind of part around here. So that's apparently, yeah, lots of 3 degrees. Nice evening, a little rain, but that's all right. It needs rain for sure. Okay, back to you, Kathy. Have a good evening, and 201 QF. And a happy Mother's Day to you.
Alrighty, Dan, thank you. Yeah, I forgot to say Happy Mother's Day to all the YLs, ex-YLs out there. I'm not a mom myself, except for some four-footers, which I do feel about a mom, too. But thank you, Dan, for joining us. I'm sure John will ask you about your chainsaw. So, alright, up next is WA2U.
We'll say good evening to everyone, WA2, everyone on the net here, and those out there listening. If you gave the temperature, good day or afternoon, I guess, to work on projects inside. And yeah, Dan, I've been up to that. But those stores, you spend a lot of money in those stores without even trying. So we have a steel chainsaw, which is a large chainsaw, I guess, 70cc or something. I use that for the logs. And really, the go-to saw that I have is the Husqvarna. I've had over 20 years. It always starts, and it's got a small, I think it's a 16-inch bar on it. But it's just nice enough to do limb work and stuff with, and, you know, it's easy to carry around. So, cut a lot of wood with that. And they're all great as long as you get parts. And, boy, I had some issues with that saw, and they fixed it right up there, so it was a lot cheaper getting it repaired than just buying another smaller saw. And worked on some CDs today, and Kathy and I worked on her sign project on the reset, and got that moving along. Got a load of lumber the other day, so I don't think we're going to take that into camp tomorrow. Looks a little bit natural grit, but take down a install a brand new pole. So that was kind of interesting, the whole process, and they did it while the lines were hot, so it was kind of interesting. They had three or four trucks and a backhoe. Their our neighbors to be over there putting in a trailer, and they had to put a driveway in, and they're going to put a slab in, so they hope they have all this done by the end of May if Mother Nature allows them to with the weather changes. But they had one pole, and they took down the other pole, and so it was kind of an interesting event and how everything fell together. So, anyways, we'll turn it back to Nat, and I have some thoughts later on. See how many people, if there's any additional people that'll join us for my Friday evening tip. WA2U, back to Nat.
Okay, Dan, thank you. And yes, it was quite interesting watching National Grid put that up. It's wonderfully to see that a supervisor of the three in the crew was a lady. Her name was Karen. So that was very cool. She really ran the show. And quite interesting watching them put up the transformer and all of that. So, all right. This is KC2YXM, Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-in. Thank you.
KD2WI.
All right, we have Dan with a comment and Pete to check in after that. So go ahead, Dan.
I just want to say, John, that's, yeah, the Husqvarna I got is not really a big one. It's, it's a full 50. I don't know the difference between a full 50 and a full 50 Ranger, but mine's a full 50 Husqvarna, and I don't know how many cc's it is either, but anyway, it works pretty good for what I use it for. We get a little logs every year. Firewood for the sugar shanty and for the shop, and here in the house I don't burn pellets, but it worked pretty well for what I got it for. I got it here two, 3 years ago, I guess, and I've had really good luck with it. Start turned off every time, and so that's before I had what I had before. About years ago I had a chainsaw. It was John Deere. It was a John Deere chainsaw that was made by Echo. That was really good too. But then I got away from all that wood cutting stuff until here last 2 or 3 years. But I decided to buy a Husqvarna. Back to you, Kathy. Thanks. N2IQ.
Well, that's cool, Dan. That sounds like a good sized chainsaw. I've really learned a lot about chainsaws since I moved up here. I even have one of my own, which I'm very proud of. It's kind of a toy chainsaw by Ryobi. But I can do limbing and cutting up brush to burn, that kind of thing. So it's pretty neat. Okay, Dan, thanks a lot. All right, Pete, you're up next.
KC2WI. Yeah, it's still pretty warm. It's 57. Although I did shut the windows earlier. It was just a little bit cool in the house. And it started drizzling here. Oh, no, it was not that late, I guess. There was a little bit still light out. I don't know what time it was. Anyway. And the weather forecast seems to have changed quite a bit from a few days ago, and it's a different between here and the Adirondacks. I looked to see how it's going to be nicer here, I guess, than up in the mountains. And just working away today, I sort of got my big job done. I hope to get a couple other people here, but I couldn't get them. And I'm still doing paperwork on the big job and wrapping up details. And boy, all of a sudden I realized it was, it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and it's just all kinds of little picky stuff that, you know, just takes a lots of time sorting through notes that I had made on this one job and making sure everything's on the master configuration sheet, and trying to get the virtual private network to work properly from my location, which it doesn't seem to do, and all kinds of stuff like that. Tomorrow is the quarterly COMEX that the DOD and whatever Mars does, and I have not had even a bit of time to think about that, so we'll see what happens. Next Saturday is the Armed Forces Cross-Band Communications Test, which they do it a week earlier than Armed Forces Day, because Armed Forces Day, that's Dayton weekend, so for the hams, you know, people are going to be going to Dayton. So I've always wanted to do it. Something always comes up. There's something always, or I forget it, or whatever. This year I resolved I'm going to do the whole, maybe not the whole 12 hours, but I'm going to operate a lot. Then I found out the 9th annual Adirondack Snowmobile Trails conference is the same day in Long Lake. That's where it's been for the last several years. And, no, I think it was in Indian Lake not too long ago, but which is better for commuting from Lake Pleasant, but... So now I'm going to have to figure out how to do that, do both things, and the one might be if it's really nice to go camping, set up portable. It's always nice working portable. You may not have quite as good an antenna as you have at home, but you camp somewhere where there's no power lines and you can hear things. So it's a trade-off. Other than that, I guess doing some reading today again. Some of the articles aren't brand new, but one came back to the big change in Windows with Vista, and back then they were saying, okay, well, you know, you don't like Vista, switch over to Linux, and even back then the major magazines were saying, you know, it's not as radical as you think, and it's even less radical now because they've really polished it up, so... I got to figure out how to promote that because, boy, I know there's lots of people out there. They're still hanging on to their old XP machines, maybe Vista machine. You know, those things are really becoming dated. They still work. But then you run into things that just don't work. They're not supported anymore, like the VPN client that I was... Well, I don't really believe it's not supported. I think something else is going on. But, of course, the sign-up guy says, oh, well, hey, well, we don't support that. It's like, well, you don't support it or doesn't it work? Well, it might work, but, you know, we don't want to talk about it. So anyway, you know, I still think that's an opportunity to keep using the stuff that still works hardware-wise. And, John, I've got, my dad's got an old steel Farm Boss. I've got a little, they call it a homeowner's saw, just a little one. That I like pretty good, but boy, I, my little Husqvarna Lemming saw, I just absolutely love that thing. It works really good, and you know, it's lightweight, and it's...
To get some camping in, I always enjoyed camping in the spring. It's hearing the rain on the tent roof, it's always good. Anything else for us this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to have to really evaluate that. I came back from, I got done at Big Moose Lake yesterday afternoon at about, I don't know, 5:30 or so, and I was thinking of kind of going to Boonville for the first Towpath Trekkers run, but I said, there's no way, I'm just too tired to run. But I got to get out, so I stopped just down the road from a couple miles from the marina at the first, Windfall Pond, I think it is, parking lot trailhead. And it's a trail that goes back in and connects to Cascade Lake and this and that. And so there was a geocache there, which I found. Well, I'm just going to walk to the pond. It's 1.1 miles. Boy, it seems like an awful long 1.1 miles. But in the parking lot, you know, there were black flies. They were almost getting to the annoying stage. As soon as I got out of that parking lot, they were gone. I never noticed them the whole rest of the walk in. I went over to the lake, which is, you know, a pond, which is one of these typical Adirondack kind of mostly swampy ponds, but I went over to one spot and sat on it. I'm perfect. No bugs at all. So by next weekend, we'll have to see what's happening. I think they're early this year. And unfortunately, you know, they probably weren't out until we had all this rain, but it doesn't look good. So whether I go camping or not, I don't know. Although they bother me a lot less than a lot of people, so I might be okay. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, we have black flies down here, and they bother me so much I'm allergic to them, and they just, I don't know what it is. There's a lot of theories out of why insects bother some people and not others. I think it's more about blood type, but I don't know. Anyway, they don't bother Jen at all. So, okay, this is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins and any comments or queries, please call now.
WA to you with comments.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Okay, I actually got a list of them. First comment is that, Pete, I have nothing to do with CJ's up there, but I will say they do excellent work. That's my own kind of testimony, I guess. My saw was, actually was leaking gas, and they actually got the parts and fixed the gas tank, so that stopped. Otherwise, I would have been, well, I suppose I could just use a saw, you know, fill it up and use the gas before it would leak out of it, but they actually repaired it, so I didn't have to buy a new saw. Anyways, the tip of this evening, and Dan, the saw that I have is a 51. I think that's pretty close to a 450. It's pretty close to the rancher size. I think it's 50cc, but it's been a really really good size. You said the winter it starts, even if you have to cut stuff in the winter, so that makes it nice. We have a cordless phone. It's a Sierra Lima Charlie 3.4. I don't know if it's still around. I picked this up. I usually have some sort of gadget or gizmo for Friday evenings, and I thought, you know, maybe this is old hat. When we were living in Clay, the only phone we had was our cell phone because we had a lot of great coverage out in the Clay Syracuse area. We had that cell phone for like 20 years. And so when we came up here, we got a cordless phone. And this phone is kind of neat because people say, well, when the power goes off, you're going to be in trouble. But the Sierra Lima Charlie 3.4 actually works when the power's off. And what I like about it, it's got really good range. I think we can go about probably 300 feet from the house at least, and it works. And it also has an interesting feature. It actually reads out the number. So if you lay the phone down and you can't see the display, you can hear the number without, you know, unless you're carrying it around, which we don't do. Probably the neatest thing, it has a locator in case you forget where you put it. But the battery backup is neat because, as I said, if the power goes off, you don't have to worry about having a hardwired phone. You can actually use it, so that works really well for that. And the battery life seems to be nice, and you can shut the ringer off. So sometimes you don't want to hear anything, you don't have to hear a peep. What else? Oh, ham fest season is vastly approaching. We're getting into that. In fact, May 20th, 21st, and 22nd is the infamous Dayton Ham Fest. And for those that might be relatively new to the ham radio hobby, it's always good to go to Ham Fest with another person that's been around for a while and had some experience with equipment, so you can get that second opinion. I haven't been in a couple of years, not really looking for anything, but that's also a good reason to go to Ham Fest when you're not looking for something. But probably one of the biggest things is you go to Ham Fest, someone say, oh, this was, I just tried it out this afternoon, and it worked great. And if you can, if there's a place where you can plug something in, I advise people to do that or test it out. The other comment is a lot of times, oh, well, I bought this, and it's in really nice condition, but the manual's probably at home. When I was packing up this morning to go to the Ham Fest, I forgot to put the manual in. And believe me, some of the manuals are very, very difficult to find. And in some cases, you can buy a piece of equipment for next to nothing. And if you're unable to download or find the manual can cost quite a few dollars. So try, if you get some piece of equipment, unless you're really familiar with it, really try to get the manual some way or somehow, or if there's somebody's with you, say, well, I've got a copy of that, that's fine. But I've bought in pieces of equipment before, and then only to discover you get home and you get on the internet and you can find manuals. But as I said, sometimes the manuals cost more than the initial piece of equipment. So try to test things out, get a second opinion if someone's with you, if it's a piece of equipment you're not familiar with. There's always a number of hams that are around, you know, take a moment. And if something's really, you really want it at a Ham Fest and it's on the table, say, well, I'll come back to it. Wrong answer. It'll be gone. I've stood in front of tables where someone's looked over you. Look, I'm looking at it. Well, I'll take that. And it's bought before you even get a chance to look at it. And that has happened at Ham Fest. So get there early and be wise. Get lots of sleep and shop with care and get a second opinion. Just a few tips. We hear of all the things that happen when people come back to the Ham Fest on the various repeaters. Well, I should have done that. I should have asked about it. And they buy some. They spend more time fixing it than they do using it. WA2U, back to that.
All righty. Thank you, WA2U, for your tech tip for the...
AC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, by the way, I noticed a couple transmissions there, that, like this last one you said, I just want to ask, and then it was... So, whatever that interference is, I've heard it a couple times. But John Hamfest, if you don't want to go to Dayton, which I don't want to do, I mean, if I had nothing else to do and or could take a luxury chauffeur ride and whatever maybe, but the Thousand Islands Repeater Club is going to have Hamfest on the 21st at the DePauville Fire Department. Look on the NNYARA.net page or TI Repeat. Best thing would be TI Repeater Club.com, I guess it is. And I'm gonna probably go up to that, support the local club. I don't really care to go out, spend the time and money to go out to date. I guess once in my life I'll go out there, but not this year. So keep that in mind. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, well, thanks for the info. I think the interference might be coming from Echolink, so don't know what to do about that, but anyway, that's what we think it's coming from. All right, do we have any other comments?
WATU, quick info.
Go ahead, WATU.
Yeah, Pete, thanks for that. Yeah, it's coming through Echolink, and the way you can tell is if you put your radio on decode 118.8, and when that interference comes in, it'll actually decode that PL tone. So I discovered it one day, a couple times I heard it, and when the Echolink doesn't make the connection, you don't hear anything. So it's definitely coming through Echolink because of the PL tone. WATU, back to net.
AC2W.
Go ahead.
Yeah, have you, John, have you told Jeff about that? Because it seems to me that it's pretty obvious that there should be a setting in the Echolink program when you're using it as a link like that to say, if you hear the signal coming in, don't transmit anything. And because that would solve that problem, because what's going on, obviously, is... I would say is that what's going on is that, you know, an Echolink user is disconnecting or connecting. There's one of those status messages from Echolink that's coming out because a user would try to transmit in the middle of, somebody else transmitting you, I don't think, at least not on a regular basis. But I'll bet you it's so-and-so connected or so-and-so disconnected. I'll bet that's what's going on. And there ought to be a way to set the software to not, you know, to just not transmit any of those computer-generated messages. I don't know. I suppose I could look in my Echolink, even though I'm not using it that way, but Jeff would probably could do that, because it never happens on the Lowville machine. We never have that problem with anybody Echolinked in the Lowville machine, and then... something interfering. So it's got to be a setting. KC2WI.
Okay, thanks, Pete. I'll mention it the next time when I hear Jeff. Thanks. Good thought. WATU back to net.
All right, one final call for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. This is KC2YXM. Before I close the Black River Valley service, Matt, I'll give the Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. I was looking in a catalog, and they had some T-shirts with some funny sayings on them. So I'm going to read a few of those. So here we go. Never laugh at your wife's choices, because you are one of them. Definition of pub, the official sunblock of Ireland. And one more. Every time, and this is the best, every time I think things can't get any worse, there's an election. All right, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. But before I do that, I wanted to thank all who checked in this evening. We had, Dave, Kevin, Bill, George, Dan, John, and Pete. Let me use my magnifier or see if I can read out the first thing here. That was it. That was Dave's call sign. Okay. And to thank all those folks who checked in and all you scanner listeners out there, make sure you say Happy Mother's Day to Mom or wife or sis or whatever. So, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do. Have a safe weekend. This is KC2YXM, 73 and 88 to all, and I'm clear.
Is the repeater in use? This is KD2EXF, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Going to call up on the Boonville 655 repeater tonight. Looking for stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic, and of course all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink for Octen. Good evening, negative.
Good evening, Kevin, and thank you for your check-in tonight. This is Octen looking for any further stations. This is Octen. This is Octen, KD2DXN. Last call for Octen. Nothing further heard. KD2DXN, quit.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FPM is clear.